little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Have you heard about slow thinking and fast thinking? Daniel Kahneman. So if you haven't read Daniel Kahneman's book, Slow and Fast Thinking, it's worth a read. But essentially, the patient walks into the room, you're doing fast thinking immediately about all sorts of aspects of that patient. And within the first minute or two, you will have formed feelings as a human about that patient. And sometimes those won't be overly charitable or even respectful on some occasions. So your unfettered fast thinking may be, you know, because you're skilled professionals, not to reveal that, but you have to check it out. And because one of your most fundamental tasks is simply you have to care about the patient to some degree. You have to care about the process. It really isn't possible to do it unless you are minded to connect with the patient at some level, okay? But you've got to control that. So, Joe, I'm reading between the lines, but it may be that one of your things that you are challenged about is the danger of connecting too emotionally with folk, particularly who are distressed, because it clearly, you know, presses buttons that you are well honed in for whatever reasons, and so it's hard for you to both connect and stay objective or stay outside. So another early take home is that a bit of you has to stay meta to the consultation at all times. Do you know what I mean by that? Tell me what I mean by that.
Like separated from them. Like almost like you're observing from away.
From above, from away, from wherever. Yes. Yeah. So the best exponent of that idea that I've come across is Roger Neighbor's book, The Inner Consultation. The person that taught him was his trainer, is now 91. I happen to know, because he's my dad. So Roger Neighbor's book talks about two heads, having two heads. Have you heard of this, friend? So two heads. All the time, you have a head that's engaged and you have a head that is also thinking about the process. So you have a head that's interested in the content, all the stuff that came out of the Tessa case, but also Keith's got a bit of him that's meta, which is about structure, which is about what am I trying to do here, okay? And I think that's quite a useful segue into a couple of thoughts about how do you keep structure.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.